Three little pigs were hungry one day, so they made some porridge right away. Then they changed their minds and went for a walk. This doesn't sound very likely either. Try again. Three little pigs moved out one day. Their mother said they had to make their own way. So the three little pigs built three separate houses. Yeah, this sounds perfectly feasible. Right. Rat-a-tat-tat.
Who the heck is that?
I'm the Big Bad Wolf. Can we have a chat?
Now you might think this prejudiced or unjust, but your name doesn't exactly inspire trust.
Oh, what's in a name, as the great bard wrote? It's not like I want to eat your oat. Oops.
Now that does give me cause for concern of your character. I've heard bad reports.
So the first little pig sent the wolf on his way with a series of very loud snorts. So the wolf blew and blew, and the house fell down, and the pig ran for the hills, sir. For the first pig's house was made of straw, 'cause he wasn't a very good builder. I just want a chat.
Call us reactionary if you must, but your previous record doesn't inspire trust.
Now I know in the past I've been mistaken. I definitely don't want to make you into bacon. Oh.
We've been through all of this before. Coming round here, you've got some front.
So the second little pig sent the wolf on his way with a very loud shout of
grunt.
Phew. So the wolf blew and blew, and the house gave a wobble and an ominous creaky movement. For the second little pig built his house out of sticks, which I suppose was a slight improvement. But it fell down anyway. Bad wolf again. I'd just love a chat.
Call us cynical till you must, but your choice of words doesn't inspire trust.
Oh, I'd just like to view your charming cottage. I definitely don't want to eat you in any way at all, especially not in a sausage. Oh.
A little on the nose. Now, we all admire your persistence, but this conversation has no point.
So the third little pig sent the wolf on his way with a very explosive oint.
Hey.
Or oink. So the wolf blew and blew, but to no avail, while the pig screeched with laughter and twitched their tail. The wolf's assault had little effect, for the third pig was a very good architect. So far this story makes perfect sense, and the next bit even more so. The wolf climbed up onto the roof and tried to slide his torso down the little pig's chimney, but sad to tell, he fell into the slow cooker. And the wolf, in outrage and quite some pain, said, "Oh, you little pigs, that really hurt, you know." But the three little pigs showed no remorse, even though the screams were ghastly. They just chucked in an onion and a pound of spuds and a very nice sprig of parsley. So in conclusion, now you might think that slow-cooked wolf doesn't have a very nice ring, but the moral is, if you're a wolf, take care, 'cause pigs'll eat just about anything.